carries these whole 3 weeks, and you're not in the same place. Let's not do that, right? And so we're going to look at breaking barriers tonight, and it's crucial that you see this, because every one of us will have some kind of barrier, and we might as well put a plural on that, barriers that we will encounter from time to time as we continue to grow and walk out our faith life, see? And so barriers are a real thing. God don't put them in front of us. God doesn't do that, right? And notice what it says, no more barriers between heaven and earth. There was a barrier there at one time. When Adam fell in the garden, there was a barrier of separation that happened, right? And because of that barrier, you and I lived in that sin nature until we accepted Jesus as our personal Savior, right? And all the saints prior to the cross, they never experienced being born again like you and I have. And so we live on the good side of the cross, praise the Lord, right? But to whom much is given, much is required. There's a lot that we're responsible for, knowing the truth that we operate in, right? And so these barriers that the enemy tries to hold us back on, we just, if we apply the Word of God and hold steadfast, we break these barriers. Are you following? You are a barrier breaker. Now, in Ephesians chapter 2, Ephesians chapter 2, verse 13. Let me know when you're there by saying hallelujah. I didn't hear Bucky. What's going on back there? Help him out, Shirley. But now in Christ Jesus, verse 13, but now in Christ Jesus, you who sometimes were far off. How many of you know a couple of us were far off? Way out there. But are made close, made nigh by the blood of Christ. For he is our peace, who made both one, and hath broken down the middle wall of partition between us. Are you following this? Jesus broke down that middle wall of partition. He broke the barrier. You remember when Jesus said, it is finished. And then in the temple, the veil was rent from top to bottom. Remember that? And it showed the way into the Holy of Holies. Nobody could go into the Holy of Holies except the high priest, and that was just once a year, and he would have to go through all these diverse washings to be able to go in there under the Levitical law, right? But when Jesus broke the barrier, he made a way for you and I now that we can go into the Holy of Holies. You don't have to go to a priest in a box. You don't have to go to some pastor to get them to pray on your behalf. Are you following this? You have the right in the name of Jesus to go boldly to the throne of grace to obtain mercy and help in time of need. Why? Jesus broke that barrier, right? That's why the keys to the kingdom, when you say yes on earth, heaven says yes. When you say no on earth, heaven says no. You understand that your yes lines up with the Word of God and your no lines up with the Word of God. Are you following what I'm saying? Right? So he's a barrier breaker. Jesus went ahead and broke that barrier for us. Once a barrier is broken, that makes a way for others to access that way in, right? Now, let me give you a definition for barrier. A structure such as a fence that bars passage, a boundary or limit, something that separates or holds apart, a restrictive boundary, right? Right? Okay, so barriers, we understand them in the physical realm. But in the realm of the spirit, there are barriers that the enemy tries to put up to hinder us, to try to, and not just hinder us, to stop us, to keep us from going forward. And you and I have to be aware of that and understand that you have what it takes to break through those barriers. David, go with me to Psalms 18. Psalms 18. And let's put our eyes on verse 29. For by thee I've run through a troop, and by my God have I leaped. It's a leap year, not a leap month. I'll give you another chance. It's not a time to get dignified on me. David says, by thee I've run through a troop, and by my God have I leaped over a wall. Now, understand these are barriers. David's trapped. Not only is he looking at an army in front of him, behind the army is a wall. So he has a barrier, two of them, that he's facing that it looks like it's all over for David. And David realized, okay, God's with me. And I'm a barrier breaker. I broke that barrier with Goliath. Come on now. And because I broke that barrier, I know I'm going to break this barrier. I broke the barrier with the bear. I broke the barrier with the lion. I broke the barrier with that giant. And this whole army that I'm looking at and that wall behind them, I don't know how this is going to happen, but I'm just going to take off. And I ain't running from it. I didn't run from Goliath. I ran at it. I'm going to run, and God's going to have to do something here because he's a barrier-breaking God. Boy, I feel it coming on. It's coming on in here. Hallelujah. That's that anointing coming on in here. Woo, glory to God. It's always good when the anointing just starts moving in here. Hallelujah. And David ran through this army, and he leaped over. Can you imagine that army? You remember when Jesus, they were going to throw him off a cliff, and he just walked right to him? You remember when I was telling you about when I was witnessing in the bar, and that dude with the karate, all that stuff, you know, going to try to whoop me and all that, and I just walked right through, and nobody ever saw me, right? David ran right through that troop, and he's running through it. I imagine he's thinking, well, this is interesting. There ain't nobody doing nothing. And he's looking at that wall. He said, well, here we go. Able to leap tall buildings in a single bound. Come on now. He broke those barriers. He broke the barrier. Are you following this? All right, go with me to Luke. Luke chapter 5. You are a barrier breaker. So when you're up against something, don't complain. Understand that you're to break that barrier. And when you break it, you're not just breaking it for yourself. There's others that are going to come behind you that you already broke the barrier. Hallelujah. Are you seeing this? Luke chapter 5. Verse 16. Well, let's see. Let's go to verse 18. And behold, verse 17. And it came to pass on a certain day as he was teaching that there were Pharisees and doctors of the law sitting by, which were come out of every town of Galilee and Judea and Jerusalem. And the barrier-breaking power of God was present to break the barrier of sickness off of them. Are anybody following that? How many of you know sickness is a barrier? It puts a limit on what you can do physically. Hello? Come on now. But when you got a barrier breaking God. So the barrier breaking God was there to heal them, to break those barriers of sickness and disease off of them. They're right there, right? In verse 18, and behold, men brought in a bed, a man which was taken with palsy. He got a barrier. And they sought means to bring him in and to lay him before Jesus. And when they could not find by what way they might bring him in, they went home. Huh? What did they do? They're facing a barrier. Follow this now. They come to this house. Jesus inside teaching. You got all the Pharisees and scribes in there, you know, the who's who. And a lot of them just wanting to catch Jesus in some kind of fault finders, trying to find something wrong with what he's teaching, right? And barrier-breaking power of God was there to heal them. And here comes someone that his friends bring him, and they're saying, hey, Jesus got a meeting tonight. We're going to break this barrier. He's going to break it off of you. And they get there, and they find a barrier they can't even get in the house. Now, folks, I'm telling you, just because there seems like there is no front door, just when it seems like you can't get in that regular way of access, does not mean that you can't gain access. You just might have to go above and beyond the regular normal access. You might have to get a little violent, because it's the violent that take the kingdom by force. You might have to get a little loud. You might have to get a little, shall I say, no, I'm not going to say it. You know, right? They didn't stop. They didn't look at that house and at that door and think, we can't get in. But that's the way everybody gets in. That's the way everybody's done it. See, God might have a way that ain't nobody ever done it that way before. And you about to break a barrier. Are you following this? Just because it doesn't line up with the normal doesn't mean that God's saying no. Just because that person turned you down, and then the next person turned you down, and the next person turned you down, doesn't mean it's over. Just because they turned you down, you are a barrier breaker, and you have the barrier breaking faith of God Almighty in you, and God's just got a different access than the normal access. Somebody. Hallelujah. We're just getting started now. It's Friday night. Now watch this. And when they could not find by what way they might bring him in because of the multitude, all of a sudden they get an inspired idea. Guys, we can't get in the front door. Can't get in the back door. Done looked through all the windows, can't get in there. I got an idea. We're barrier breakers. Let's take Joe, up on the roof. And let's break the barrier. Come on now. Let's break the barrier, because what is inside there is going to break the barrier off Joe. And we got to break the barrier here to get him to the barrier breaker in there. Follow this. A lot of times, God's just waiting for our barrier breaking faith to do something beyond the normal. And when we step out like that, we run into the barrier breaking power of God. That's why faith without works is dead. Or we can say it like this: faith without breaking barriers is dead. Are you following this? And when they could not find by what way they might bring him in because of the multitude, they went upon the housetop. Now you got to understand, this guy's laying on this bed. He's got palsy. And they're like, hey, we got an idea, Joe. What is it? Well, we couldn't get you in like we told you. But we're going to get you in. Now, do you trust us? Hey, we tight? Okay. What you doing with that ladder? We going up on top of the roof. Whoa, time out. Tell me the full plan here. We going up on top of the roof, and we going to make a break through this barrier, and we going to lower you down in it. Okay. Now, don't miss this point now. Well, let's read it. Look what it says. And when they could not find but what way they might bring him in because of the multitude, they went upon the housetop and let him down through the tiling with his couch in the midst before Jesus. And when Jesus did what? Saw their faith. He said unto him, man, thy sins are forgiven. And the scribes and the Pharisees began to reason, saying, who is this which speaks blasphemies? Who can forgive sins but God alone? But when Jesus perceived their thoughts, he answered and said unto them, what reason ye in your hearts? Whether it is easier to say, thy sins be forgiven thee, or to say, rise up and walk? But that you may know that the Son of Man hath power upon earth to forgive sins, to break that barrier, he said unto the sick of palsy, I say unto thee, arise and take up thy couch and go into thy house. And immediately he rose up before them and took up that whereon he lay and departed to his own house, glorifying God. Now watch this. He did not depart back up through the hole in the roof. Once you break the barrier, them Pharisees got out of his way. When Jesus said, go to your house, take up your bed, they're getting out of his way. They just watched a paralyzed man be healed right in front of them. Now, don't miss this point. Don't miss this point. They're sitting in this house. The barrier-breaking power of God was there to heal them. None of them got healed. None of that sickness and disease, none of those barriers that was on their body got broken off. They got on top of the roof. The roof was their barrier. Right? Inside, that was their ceiling. Outside, that was their floor. No, you better get this. What was somebody else's ceiling? Where they maxed out. That was their limit. Became their floor. It got underneath their feet. Are you following this? Okay, now watch this. Jesus saw their faith. Their faith. Follow this now. It wasn't just Joe's faith. It was his friend's faith. Now, decades ago, there was a man named Roger Bannister. And Roger Bannister broke the four-minute mile. Up until then, medical science and all the other athletes said it's humanly impossible to run a mile under 4 minutes. But Roger Bannister, he didn't believe that. He believed he could break it. Now follow this. They didn't have the ability to train like the athletes do this in the time we're living in. He didn't have a coach. He didn't have a regular training everyday thing. They just did what they thought they should do. They had no formal training. But when he broke the mile, he had two friends that was on his running team. And they got together, and they knew that Roger Bannister was faster than them. But they couldn't sustain that pace like Roger Bannister could. So they got together, and they worked together to break the barrier. Now, see, if you just hear about Roger Bannister breaking the four-minute mile, then you don't understand he had two friends that helped him. The first friend set the pace for the first quarter mile. And Roger Bannister said, I need you to run that in 58 seconds. Now, see, people had done the quarter mile in 58 seconds. They just couldn't do it four times. Are you following? And so his buddy said, okay. And he said, and I want you to do that. Just get out of the way. And then the other buddy was running in third. You can look it up. He's running in third. Once that first lap is out, now this guy would come out in front and maintain it, right, and do it again and keep that pace up. And then, okay, now I know that half of it's done. And all I have to do is go the rest of it myself, and I'll break the four-minute mile. And he did it. Now listen, he broke the four-minute mile with the help of his friends. But then he would have to go to the big games. And that's in front of 25,000 people. And he don't have his buddies now, right? But the barrier has already been broken. And he went in there and set the world record, broke it, right? But it was his friends. I'm telling you what, it's good to have friends that can help you break barriers. We're not in this thing by ourselves. Come on. We're all barrier breakers, and we can add our faith together. Come on. No matter what you're facing, You can get one of your buddies, one of your sisters, one of your brothers in the Lord to add their faith with your faith. And that's what they did. They broke barriers. It wasn't that man on the palsy by himself. He couldn't do nothing. All he could do was agree to it. Okay, all right. See? Now you can't even qualify for being on the running team if you can't run a mile under 4 minutes. Forget it. See? The barrier was broken. Are you seeing that? It was broken. What was said was humanly impossible. Roger Bannister said it. Interesting documentary. Interesting. Okay. Now, go to 2 Corinthians. Got some barrier breakers in here. Your faith does not shrink back from a barrier. Not at all. 2 Corinthians, chapter 10. Let's put our eyes on verse 3. For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. So we could say it this way. For though we walk in the 3D, we do not war after the 3D. For the weapons of our warfare are not 3D carnal, but they're mighty through 4D God to the pulling down of strongholds. Now, what are these strongholds? They are mindsets that cause barriers. One of the biggest barriers that Christians face is that lack mindset, that poverty mindset. That's why 3 John 2, beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper, first thing, and be in health, even as your soul prospers. Most Christians, does God heal? And they'll say yes. They'll say yes, but in their minds they think sometimes he does, sometimes he doesn't, but we know he can and all that, right? But when you get over into prosperity, oh boy, now they're here comes the you one of them prosperity preachers, you know, and that prosperity gospel and all that, right? So a mindset that you have in your mind becomes a barrier that will hold you back from operating in what God has provided through the Lord Jesus Christ. You can be a tither. You can be an offering giver. You can be this and that as far as sowing seed like you're supposed to. But if that barrier is in your head, that barrier is in your mind, that mindset, every time God's wanting to bring your harvest, it's hitting that stronghold. Come on now. It's hitting that barrier. But you are a barrier breaker. That's why when you hear truth, a lot of times your soul goes, whoa, you know, because your mind is not used to that kind of education. You don't hear that in the 3D world in which we're living in, right? They teach you, you know, get all you can all you get, and then sit on the can, right? God says the liberal soul shall be made fat, right? But he can only prosper us according as our soul prospers. So God has to break these barriers in our minds and replace them with mindsets, not of lack, not of poverty, but of an abundance mindset, of a millionaire mindset, of a blessing mindset. It's the truth that does that. It's the renewing of the mind that does that. Are you following this? So the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they're mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. Having in a readiness, right, to revenge all disobedience when your obedience is fulfilled. Look at this in the Message. This is just powerful. The world is unprincipled. It's dog eat dog out there. The world doesn't fight fair. But we don't live or fight our battles that way. Never have and never will. The tools of our trade aren't for marketing or manipulation, but they are for demolishing that entire massively corrupt culture. We use our powerful God tools for smashing warped philosophies, tearing down barriers erected against the truth of God, fitting every loose thought and emotion and impulse into the structure of life shaped by Christ. Our tools are ready at hand for clearing the ground of every obstruction and building lives of obedience into maturity. Folks, I'm here to tell you, when we're casting down everything, every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, you are breaking barriers. You are breaking barriers. Proverbs 24:9. Me and Mama Alberta been hanging out here. Put that up on the screen for me, media. Proverbs 24:9. Don't turn there because we got to go other places. Look at this. The thought of foolishness is sin. The thought of foolishness is sin. See? What's foolish? Anything that contradicts against what God has said. It's foolish. Right? Are you following this? It's just foolishness. And the thought of it, just the thought of it. Wait a minute, I ain't thinking on that. No, get out of here. I break that barrier. And dependent, remember what I told you about how you were raised, how you were educated, and what you experienced shaped you. And so when you come to God, we got to re-raise ourselves. We have to re-educate ourselves. We have to re-experience ourselves in the things of God, if you allow that terminology. Are you following? And as we do, we're breaking barriers. It's real easy if you've been raised in a family that never had much, you know, and never really had any kind of surplus in your life. And if it was hand-me-downs, or it was, came from secondhand or from a yard sale or whatever, and it shaped you. And then you come into the kingdom, and you are king and a priest, but yet that barrier is holding you back from breaking into the wealth and riches that are supposed to be in our house. Are you following this? And the greatest thing you can do is not to deny it. Recognize it and hit that thing, because greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. You have the power to break those barriers, but to break those barriers, you're going to have to sit in the Word of God, immerse yourself, and recognize these things and say, whoa, wait a minute. I ain't going to live substandard. I'm going to break this barrier. I'm going to break this barrier of the paycheck, the payday. I'm going to break this barrier of the tax return time. I'm going to break this barrier that I can only have so much. I'm going to break this barrier. Come on, somebody. Are you following this? Barrier breaking faith. The thought of foolishness is sin. That's why you got to be, you got to guard your heart with all diligence. You can't play around with this. If you're going to go where God wants you to, now if you're satisfied where you're at, well, praise God. I happen not to be. And probably my life is maybe a little bit further than yours in as far as walking in the blessing. Are you following? But I'm not satisfied, and it's not greed, it's growth. And I know what God has for me, and plus how I'm representing him. See, people look at you, and they see how you're representing him. Are you following this? Okay, Chuck Yeager. Let's talk about Chuck. Chuck Yeager broke the sound barrier. Up until that barrier was broken, pilots, test pilots, would approach the speed of sound, and their planes would start shaking, and finally they couldn't handle the shaking, and it would shake apart, and the plane would blow up, and the pilot would be killed, and after several attempts of breaking the speed of sound, they just said, well, must not be able to. But then came the war ace, Chuck Yeager. Chuck Yeager had 5 kills in 1 mission flight, flying his Mustang back in the war. And so he was just, you know, maybe you've seen Tom Cruise, you know, what is the name of that movie? Top Gun, yeah, right? And that's true. They had pilots like that, that they were just, daring. And he was one of them. And he was just a young man, 24 years old. And he, after the war, they're looking for progress. They wanna see how fast. I mean, the faster your plane is, that makes you superior in the air, right? And so they looked at all the reasons why they couldn't, and he looked at the reason why they could. And his conclusion was the aerodynamic structure wasn't right and the power wasn't right. We just need to change the shape of the aircraft and give it more power. And they said, well, you want to do this? And he said, yeah, I'll do it, right? Now, the night before, he's going to, what do they call that, the X-1 or something like that? It's in the Smithsonian's museum. But the night before he's going to fly, he's riding a horse, and the horse throws him, and he breaks his ribs. This is the night before he's going on this test flight, right? This shows you what kind of determination this young man had. After you've been in dogfights with the Germans back in the day, he was fearless. And he didn't tell nobody. So he taped himself up and took a broom handle and made a hook out of it to where, he's up in this aircraft, the X-1, is in it, and another aircraft is up flying, and they're going to open up the bay and drop him out in that X-1, and that's where he's going to take off from, right? Are you following? Now, he didn't take off from the ground and go up, and so when they got up in there, he has to climb down in, and it's real tight. I mean, this thing looks like a big bullet, right? And he gets in there, he has his broom handle to shut the lid. His ribs are busted, but he's determined to break this barrier. Well, I feel the Holy Ghost in here. Hallelujah. And so they open up the bay. That X1 drops out, and he takes off, right? And he's in communication with those on the ground. And he's you know, I'm at 500 miles per hour and 550, everything looking good, 600 miles an hour, 650 miles an hour, approaching 700 miles an hour. And see, the speed of sound, it depends on your altitude. It changes. There's no fixed rate of what they call Mach speed, named after the guy that put the formula together. His last name was Mach. So when he's approaching, let's say it was 740 miles an hour at that altitude, and the temperature. The altitude and the temperature determines the speed of sound. So it can be 700, it could be 710, it could be 730, 750. Are you following what I'm saying? But when he approached, let's say it was 740. When he approached it, the plane started shaking, and he lost communication with the ground. And he just threw the thing up in full power. He still had power. He still had power. Where the other pilots, they were already maxed out when the shaking started. He thought ahead and had more power. So when the shaking started, good God Almighty, I hope you understand that we're receiving a kingdom which cannot be shaken. And when that sound is just trying to scream in your soul that you ain't never going to have it, you got power to break that barrier. If you'll just throw that thing up. Hey! And he had that power, and he threw that up, and all of a sudden all the people on the ground heard this boom. And they're thinking, oh my, we just lost another one. No, 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 no. No, no, no. Listen to me. There's subsonic and there's supersonic. Subsonic is you're below the speed of sound. Supersonic, you're outrunning sound. And when they heard that boom, and then a few seconds later, they hear his voice saying, "Hey, I'm at 780. Come on now." And there was peace. He said, "Once you get through that barrier, it's smooth flying. I'm here to tell you, you might be in a bumpy place right now, but throw the power up. You're going to bust through that sound of the devil. You're going to bust through that sound of doubt, that sound of unbelief, that sound of denial. Somebody shout, somebody. Woo! I feel the Holy Ghost in here." Listen to this. I had to do some figuring. How many seconds are in an hour? Yeah. How many seconds? How many? That's right. 3,600. Right? There's 3,600 seconds in an hour. Now watch this. If Mach 1 will use 740 miles per hour, right? If you take that 740 miles per hour, right, and you divide it down into feet, how many feet was traveled in 1 hour at Mach speed at 740. And you get 3 million. He's telling me I did right. 3,907,200 feet in an hour. In other words, almost 4 million feet. 4 million feet in an hour at Mach speed. That is right at, listen to me now, that's right at 1,100 feet per second. You're booking. Are you following this? In 1 second, you're traveling 1,100 feet at Mach speed. I think I got, check me on this, James, because if I'm wrong, I want to know about it, right? But I'm pretty sure I'm accurate. Now, that's 1,100 feet per second. That's 3D. We don't operate off sound. We're not limited to sound. We have light speed. Now watch this. 186,000 miles per second. And you can't break a sound barrier? You can't take the light of God's word and hit that sound of the devil that's trying to tell you you can't have? That's once poor, always poor. What are you going to do about that debt? How are you going to act? How No, put the power, come on, of God's word forward. There's no comparison. Talk about barrier breaking faith. Just look up on the screen because I got 13 of these things to give you. Ephesians 2:1. Just look up on the screen. He hath broken down, you hath he quickened, who are dead in trespasses and sin. Jesus broke the sin barrier. And it wasn't a one-time good deal when you got born again. If we confess our sin, he's faithful and just to forgive us our sin and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Jesus broke the sin barrier. That's why we're all in here tonight, is because we followed right through the barrier that he broke. Come on, somebody. We got the easy part. Jesus broke the death barrier. 1 Corinthians 15:54. Death is swallowed up in victory. You and I will never die. The Bible says we've already passed from death unto life. Oh, your physical body, if Jesus should tarry, can exhaust. But when to be absent from the body, to be present with the Lord. It's just like coming out of your coat. You're not going to miss a beat. Are you following this? Death has been conquered. Hallelujah. He broke that barrier. Jesus broke the grave barrier. Hallelujah. Oh, grave, where's your victory? Where's your victory? Where's your victory? Until Jesus rose from the dead, they all lay in there. Even Lazarus, that had been raised from the dead, died again. Right? Jesus broke these barriers for his people. Jesus broke the curse barrier. Thank you for your enthusiasm. Galatians 3:13, Christ hath redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us. Right? Jesus broke the hell barrier. I will build my church and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Jesus broke the poverty barrier. He became poor that you through his poverty might be rich. Jesus broke the sickness barrier. Himself took our infirmities and bore our sicknesses. Jesus broke the temptation barrier. With the temptation also make a way of escape that you may be able to bear it. Jesus broke the inability barrier. He said, my grace is sufficient for thee. Jesus broke the language barrier. They were all filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak with other tongues. Jesus broke the lack of wisdom barrier. If any of you lack wisdom, let them ask of God. Jesus broke the hate barrier. Love your enemies. Do good to them which hate you. Jesus broke the unforgiveness barrier, forgiving one another even as Christ forgave you. Somebody give a shout. Hallelujah! Jesus is our barrier breaker! Hallelujah! 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 So what is trying to say no access? What kind of closed door have been slammed in your face? See? Yeah, but Pastor, looks really bad. Good. Let me know when it's dead. That's what I like. What do you mean when it's dead? When your mind can't think any other of the goofy thoughts you've been trying to think of how God's going to do it. Get ready, get ready, get ready. Because your faith is out there breaking barriers right now. Right now, while we're in here shouting, while we're in here leaping, while we're in here looking at the Word of God, while we're in here receiving what God is saying to us, our faith is out there breaking barriers. Things that have been held back, things that have looked closed, things that have looked like there's no way. You go through the Old Testament, you see barriers being broken one right after another, after another, after another. See, that's why we can look at Daniel in the lion's den and not fear ourselves. Right? He already broke that barrier. The three Hebrew men in the fiery furnace already broke the barrier. See? All these people have gone before us and broke barriers, and they didn't have what you and I have. And there are people that are going to come flooding in as we break these barriers. Come on. As we go forth in this, we're unstoppable. We can't be stopped. And the enemy fears you and I breaking these barriers. And some of you, that barrier has been there for a while. And you've hit it so many times, you think, you don't want to mess with that no more. No. Hit that thing. Hit it. You're not at the same place when you hit it before. Did anybody catch that? You're not at the same place you were before. You're stronger than you are. You know more than you did. Come on now. And watch this. You're madder than you used to be. Hallelujah. Anybody mad? Five of you. I'm mad. That's one danger about revelation. You know so much, you get mad because you know you're supposed to be above this. You ain't supposed to be living like this. Come on now. But don't get mad at God. Don't get mad at your pastor. Don't get mad at yourself. Come on. God has given us the keys of the kingdom. The barrier has been broken. Your yes on earth is a yes in heaven. Your no on earth is a no in heaven. Hallelujah. You're well able. You're well able. Thank you, Lord. You know, when the disciples were in the midst of that storm, the Bible says there were other little ships. Remember that? They're watching. They're watching what that ship with Jesus is going to do. Are you following that? There's people watching you that you don't even know. You don't even know. You don't know their names. You don't know. They know you. Something about you. But they don't. You don't know them. And then there's others that you know that you wish you didn't. Just kidding. Hallelujah. Right? But when you break through, when you break through, there's others that are going to come right in behind you. See? And you have that barrier-breaking faith. Don't belittle yourself. Don't think, well, pastor has great faith. I don't have faith like that. You got the same kind of faith that I do. I might have developed it more, but you can certainly develop your faith as much and beyond where my faith is, right? But you have barrier-breaking faith within you. And when you break that barrier, when you break it, others will follow. They will follow. See? What do you think a testimony is all about? A testimony is some sort of barrier just got broke. Some kind of hindrance, some kind of closed door, some kind of sickness, some kind of pain, some kind of debt, some kind of living quarters or whatever it may be, got supernaturally changed, and that barrier got broken. See, you following this? Well, I'm done 10 minutes early. Broke a barrier. Well, we're not going to be following in through that one. Wait till Sunday. We're going to take up our world outreach offering tonight. If you need to give an envelope, hold your hand up, the ushers. We'll wait on you. We are on radio and television. Pastor Eric was on there this week with me. And if you need an envelope, hold your hand up. Praise you, Jesus. Well, we made it. Woo! 3 weeks of this. Glory be to God. You know what I'm going to do tomorrow? Study for Sunday. Hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory. Breaking that sound barrier. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you for these meetings. And we thank you, Lord, everything that's been released and expounded these 3 weeks will not return void. But it's sealed in the hearts and minds of these, your precious people. And I thank you, Lord God, that we're leaping ahead, that manifestations are just going to avalanche in this house like never, ever before, that this ministry has never, ever witnessed before. And I thank you, Lord God, that as we continue with our radio and television outreach, that we're advancing your kingdom. People's lives are being transformed by those words and testimonies and interviews. And we thank you for it, Lord. Lord, we bring our seed to keep with the assignment of being a world distribution center tonight. Bless both gift and giver now in a hundredfold accelerated fashion. In Jesus' name, so be it. Amen. Bring it happy. Hallelujah. Okay, lift your hands. Let me bless you. Father, blessings upon these, your people, as they go their way, spirit, soul, body, financially, socially. I bless them out of the house of the Lord. In Jesus' name, so be it. Amen. Okay, we'll see you Sunday morning. Go in the blessing that maketh rich.